Okay. I look horrible. Fix everything, Drew. You can only see half of my face. Are you serious right now? Okay. So we're live. It's Sunday. It's Spiritual Awakenings. Yeah, this show's about awakening your spirit, and hopefully you'll get a lot out of this, because I'm gonna put a lot into this. And me and Bo Mikadelic, that's that guy. You could just call us good looking and the other guy if you get down like that. All right. And if you are listening to this, then you are on DP Radio Show Presents page. But I'm about to, good smile. Your dentist must be proud. I'm going to share this now to a couple of places. First, I'm sharing it to Bo's page. Friends. B-O. You know what BO stands for, where I come from? I'm not going to talk about it. But I'm also going to share it on my own page.
Beautiful optimist.
Yeah.
Some bullshit.
That was a quick one.
But I didn't mean shit, no, because it's not true.
And there. And I'm sharing it one more place. Then today, I'm going to bring up today's topic, share one more place. I'm giving people a chance to start looking. I want you to look, damn it. And the disadvantage of having it shared in so many places is that if you comment, you may not get a response, because I'm only going to be tracking one of these pages. So if you comment and I don't say nothing to you, it's not that I don't care about you. It's just that I don't care about you that much. No, I
So
do.
I can share this link right now and it. Okay. All
Yeah,
right. All
I
right.
put it on your page and you could just reshare it, then everybody can see it better. So here I am representing the Ohio. Yeah. And so today we're going to talk about relationships, because relationships are important to your spiritual health. What you think? Do you think relationships and spirituality have anything to do with each other? Because it's a spiritual show, but I'm talking about relationships. Is there a connection we can make? A parallel?
Is there a connection to relationships and spirituality?
Yeah.
Without question. I mean, if you're not spiritually connected to the person that you're with, then you're just fucking.
Right.
And that, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with just fucking.
No.
Because just fucking could be a beautiful experience in the moment. I've had plenty of one-night stands that were beautiful
All in the
until
same
they.
night.
Yeah, well, all of them like one after the other in an orgy.
And
But
that could bring you closer to God too. I mean, 'cause it's
all is
something,
God.
yeah. Oh God.
All is God. You
God
don't.
is good. God is
Yes. Especially when God is giving head.
good. That's
Is
terrible.
that wrong? Is that wrong? I don't. Is it
It's
wrong?
Sunday, it's Mother's Day, so
Shout out to all the mothers out there and all the motherfuckers that made it happen.
the opinions expressed on the show today are not necessarily those of anybody in particular. We just are speaking our own mind. But if you are open-minded, and we hope that you approach the show with that from that standpoint, then you can get a lot out of this, because this is going to be important, as our shows always are. So relationships are important to your spiritual experience. Jennifer Lynch commented. And
Jennifer
the
Lynch.
reason I
Who
say that,
is Jennifer Lynch?
she's a British lassie,
She's a
quite a local, and she's single, just in
Britain
case anyone's
heifer.
listening. So yeah, well, like if you're spiritually un if you keep getting into terrible relationships, and they always who gets into a terrible relationship? We always get into good relationships, but they turn terrible and then they end, and that could be a sign that your spiritual health is not necessarily where it should be, couldn't it?
Well, I definitely believe in the law of attraction, and you will keep on going through the cycle of attracting folks who aren't quite right. if you're not quite right.
Yeah, so that could
And
be an
I've been going
indication.
through it. I'm
Me?
still going through it.
I think a lot of us do. I mean, it's par for the course, damn near, because we're out here trying to find ourselves. But whether it's a normal thing or it's a common thing, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant compared to the fact that we don't have to be ashamed of whatever our truth is. Like, that's part of my truth. I keep recycling. But hopefully I broke the cycle this time. We'll see.
What do you
Stories
mean
made
this
it.
time? Like, are you in something that is just like concrete, or you found the
No, it's
one?
this
Soulmate. You got soulmate.
we passed the 4-year mark. So
40
we got
years? You've been together 40 years?
four. We got
Oh,
our
4 years.
bachelor's degree just this past spring. Four
Four
years was
years.
the breaking point in most of my relationships. But this one, we made it past. But I was also thinking, like, sometimes we don't know that we're not healthy, so we can just look at our relationships and we can see, or we could blame the other person all the time, but we can also take a look and say, damn, it's something about me. And I was thinking, like, part of the spiritual health is like when relationships end, me hating the other person, like she's a bitch and all that stuff, that shows that I'm still messed up. I'm not on the right spiritual path if I'm looking at every relate. You said before the show, every relationship helped to put me to make me who I am. It contributed some lessons to learn, some lessons or something,
Yeah, it's either, yeah. Go ahead.
and that's super healthy to me because it's taking things and it's letting it go with love and appreciation, gratitude for whatever it's worth. Versus just focusing on the negative, that bitch ain't shit. She might not be shit, but that's an unhealthy way to look at things, ain't it?
I would say every relationship or every encounter that you have with someone is either a blessing or a curse, depending on how you look at it. And I've been through both, like looking at them as curses and looking at them as blessings. And now I am in the process of just appreciating myself. When you can appreciate yourself, that's when you'll attract people who appreciate themselves. So,
Wow. That is I've never heard that before. That makes perfect sense. Who appreciates their self? Who does that? I have never heard that before.
I definitely look at myself as being dope as fuck. I'm dope. I'm dope, bruh. I'm dope. I
Hey,
got whether no matter how successful financially I might be, or how far along in my career I am, I'm dope.
yeah, I've always looked at
Dope.
it like I'm grateful, for who I turned out to be. I'm grateful to the universe for giving me, the right DNA combination to, that I turned out this way. I don't take credit for all of it, but to appreciate myself, that's
How could
hard.
you
That's hard
not?
right
You know what
there.
I mean? How could
That's
you not?
fucking beautiful. I also think about how you said blessings and curses, relationships can be. And I'm like, man, I've been both. I've not only been in both, I have been both. I've been the blessed and I've been the curse.
Oh,
And
not me. Nah,
I
I've always been a delight. Jesus. Oh,
Shit.
bless everybody that has been with me, and my apologies for all the wrong I've done, but I loved you even when I didn't love you. Still love you.
But I posted this. I was in my feelings a little bit. I was in my feelings a little bit last night because,
Why? What was going on
oh
with you?
man, look, my girlfriend does not live with me.
That's a
So
blessing. That is a
sometimes
blessing.
she can't spend the night. And
Okay.
sometimes I'm gonna call her my fiance because that sounds like official. But yeah, but My girlfriend kissed me tonight, and I was, it was, it sounded like this big important thing in my head, but what it really was I was just butt hurt because I couldn't have my way. But I
Wait,
didn't know that.
said she couldn't spend the night, or she chose not to?
She, what, whatever.
No, it's it. There's definitely an important factor in that, because if she chose not to, then she chose not to be with you. But if she couldn't because of some other obligations, then it's understandable. So what's the difference?
It's perception.
No,
Because
no, no,
it's
no,
she
no.
has
It's
stuff.
not it.
She had other important things that to do, but it's not like she couldn't cancel that. So, but it was fine. You know, today is fine because I'm back to sanity. But last night, and this is how it works for me, I'm sad because she can't spend a night. But I don't realize it. So what I'm in my head and I'm like, man, you know, I'm not getting what I need here, and blah blah blah, and we might have to, you know, let this go because now I ain't telling her none of this. I'm thinking because I learned to keep my mouth shut.
See, what you got to do is you got to like bring in more indifference into your life. You got to be more whatever the fuck. All right, whatever the fuck, you know? I mean, don't get so involved into your emotion, because the emotion thing is a female trait. And as far as a man goes, you got to be indifferent. Women
What?
are attracted to men who don't give a fuck. It's true.
Right,
It's true.
but here's the thing. Like, either I have to pretend to be something I'm not, which is indifferent, or I have to learn how to manage my emotions better, which I'm not good at.
Or you have to train yourself to be indifferent. Now think about the difference in that. What is it that you are truly missing if she just walks away? What would you be missing if she just left you?
Titties.
Titties. Okay, so physical aspect. But are there not other titties out there?
I like them.
Okay, so what I'm saying is
No,
that you.
but yeah, actually, logically, in the lo if we step in the logical world, it always makes perfect sense. But I can't take the emotional part of me and just kill it. It keeps coming and messing stuff up for me.
See, now what you are is codependent. You're a dependent addict. And trust me, I've been there. I understand the feeling. I know the feeling, like, where, man, I gotta have this motherfucker in my life. Oh my God, she makes me feel so some type of way. I feel romantic with this person. I feel like, you know, I want to give her flowers. I want to do the, but women don't vibe to that. They want the chase.
But
They
that's on.
want the challenge. And it's not just in the beginning, it's throughout. You have got to make it a situation where she is constantly working for your love. True, bruh. It is
Well,
true.
I believe that. I believe that's something that might have to be developed. And even if I don't believe it 100%, I think that it's necessary to find a happy medium somewhere. You can't be on either. I don't think either end of a spectrum is good. I think a middle, an organic flowing concept is best for me. But women, if that's true what you're saying, then women exist on multiple levels too, because
Absolutely, without question.
they ask for this certain thing, but you're saying what they really want is totally not even that.
But women truly don't know what they want. And
Yeah.
as crazy as that might sound, it's true. Women don't know what they want, because they're constantly, I want this, and then once they get it, they're not satisfied. They're like, oh, and that's why they're constantly trying to knock a dude's manhood down. And I know that might sound, oh, it's not true, but it is true in the respect that Women don't want to win. They want a winner. That's why they will constantly test you. And they want to see if they can pussify you, break you
Damn right.
down, and make you submit to them. And once you submit to them, that's when they know they don't want you.
Right,
So you
and
have to
all
stay in
along,
that manhood.
there's Mandy. Shout out to Mandy, shout out to Garrett, shout out to Jenny. I see y'all coming, keep coming. Hey, there's Jennifer. She said men do that too. Mandy said, Bo, you're
No.
awesome. Asterisk. Asterisk.
Asterisk means like I ain't really serious about that.
But now I believe that we all exist on multiple levels.
Look, we all have a feminine and a masculine within us.
Wait,
We
wait,
all do.
wait.
But a
Susie
feminine.
Crane says, how very sad the DJ on the right is speaking only to the women he is drawn to. You cannot say all women are exactly like this. Susie
I didn't say
Crane.
all women. I didn't say all women. I'm saying women in general. I'm just saying in general. Generally speaking, there are exceptions, but the exceptions prove the rule. So when I'm saying generally speaking, women don't want to win. They want a winner. They want a man that will stand up to them because that's how they feel secure against the world. Up against anybody that comes at them, well, shit, he stands up to me, he's gonna stand up to anybody else that comes at us. That's a man shit. They want a man that will be confident within himself.
Cue the James Brown music. This is a man's world, but
This is a man's
it
world.
wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
Or a
We
girl.
don't need no music.
Exactly. And it's true.
But what I'm thinking is that everybody's existing on these multiple levels, and sometimes we don't really know who exactly we are or what we want. I think that's not uncommon. I think we know what we want. You know, how many times have we embarked on a new relationship and said, holy cow, this is it. And later down the road, it didn't change, but the reality of that it doesn't really, that ain't even it. We're growing, we're learning on the way. So I think that's what Bo is talking about. It's the inner dialogue and the confusion going on inside of us. Like, I always wanted a woman that was dumb and gave me everything I wanted, but then I was never happy with women like that. So, and I was always scared of really smart women, but I found that I have the best relationships in the world with the smart women. So we just got to keep living and learning, and it's okay. But now, armed with that knowledge, when a woman is coming at you, whatever way she's coming at you, we got to know how to decipher and translate. And it'd be nice if they knew how to decipher and translate us too.
But see, it's never the woman's fault. It's never the woman's fault because the
Perfect
woman,
translation.
yeah, it's not. It's always the man's fault. And here's why I say, because the man is the logical one. Man is the one who is setting the tone, the one who is setting the direction of where the relationship is going. The man is the one that says, okay, this is where we're at, and this is where we're going. Because the woman is emotionally based. And anytime you see a woman who is independent, she's miserable. And the reason I say that she's miserable is because she does not want to be the leader in her life. She wants to be connected to a leader. It's a female thing, unless she's like a stud or some shit. But
Wouldn't that
I mean,
and
they're very confused.
that almost makes me think of two halves to a whole, because it's not ideal to be fully emotional and that's it. And it's not ideal to be fully just logical and that's it. I think the whole package is represented when we come together, and it's not even just black and white. It's like we blend. We have emotional strengths and they have logical strengths. So together, if we put it together, we could make it work out right. I think.
I don't disagree with you, but you're like excluding all the bullshit that comes along with a relationship. You know, I mean, because it's gonna happen regardless
Well, let's
of how idealistic the concept is.
Let's
But
talk
it comes
about
down
the
to the
bullshit.
man. The man. Okay, all right, let's talk about the bullshit. Because
What's the main bullshit that comes into a relationship and people don't even see it coming, but it's a fundamental reality?
insecurity. Insecurity. And it happens most the time with a female. Because, and which is actually good for a relationship if the female is insecure, because that keeps her guessing. And it is a scientifically proven fact that women are attracted to men that are mysterious. So as long as they don't know everything that's going on in the man's mind, they will be more drawn to that man. They will be more attracted to that man. So every time a man is showing emotional output, an emotion that makes her feel insecure to that man. So it really comes down to a matter of, when I say it's always the man's fault, it's a matter of that man not being secure within himself. And what that does is puts out the energy of insecurity, and they're already insecure on top of that. So it becomes a less attraction to the man for her, because and then she starts looking elsewhere. Like, oh shit,
This
and she will constantly test.
sounds immature,
It's
but I'm not saying that you're immature or your point of view is immature. I'm saying I think this is a reality, but I think it's an immature reality. Like Nick just commented, and he said, "I like when a woman plays hard to get. It makes me, what'd he
Yeah, the
say?
fuck.
It makes me something." I think he deleted it. Don't be deleting shit, bro, because I'll go back
See,
and undelete it.
just
But
like Pac said. Pac said, I hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. It's
right,
true.
and here's the thing.
We don't want that shit if it's easy.
Here's the thing. Wait a minute, wait a minute. I like a man to be the main leader. I stand by his decisions, have his back, all or nothing. What's, let
Exactly.
me see. I'm gonna look at her.
Exactly.
I'm gonna look at her page profile picture.
That's
Oh yeah,
true.
she cute. Oh, she friends of you. She friends of yours. That's why she gonna sound like you. All your friends sound like you. But it sounds, I'm gonna tell you why it sounds immature. And it sounds like it's socially acceptable, but you know, society's got some rules that need to be reevaluated. Play hard to get. That's a game. Why are we playing games?
It's not even playing. I mean, a lot of women don't even realize they're doing it. I mean, a lot of women feel, for the most part, generally speaking, women don't know what they want until they get it, and then even when they get it, they're not truly satisfied. So, for a man, you have to be secure within yourself. You have to be focused on your goals, your dreams, and that draws a woman to you. And you can't be constantly catering to the woman, because if she feels she's in control, she will lose respect for you. And a woman that does not respect you will not love you. Ultimately, they'll
Well,
lose.
I think that control is an illusion. You know, leadership, you lead, but the person, your partner has the choice to follow or not.
Nobody's talking about control.
And
I'm
you
not
have,
talking about control.
so I think that if we flow, I've always been like this, Bo has nada to do with it. Nice try though. You're fine, Amanda. I'm just being silly. Why, you think Bo's the only one who could be silly? I mean, he's the silly looking one, but it's
I'm silly
cool.
as fuck.
She's like, oh, don't be cracking no jokes. Don't be cracking no jokes about me. Okay. But what I mean is I think and it might just be me personally, but Mandy shout out, she said it sounds super mature. But I think that let's use Amanda for example. Her name looks intelligent. So let's assume she's an intelligent woman, smart, experienced in life, gotta bring a lot to the table. So when it comes to this situation in life, she has a great idea, and we should roll with that.
What's her
And
idea? Be specific.
then
What are
in
you
that
trying?
situation, she might have to take point because she might have the better concept. She might be better wired to handle that shit. So the leadership thing, it should flow, based on what's best for the relationship and all this playing, these roles and these hats we putting on, it just creates these expectations and stuff.
I mean, expectations lead to disappointments, but it's not, it's deeper than that. Because what I am saying is that women do not want to lead. They want to contribute, they want to be loving, and they're the most compassionate individuals, so
So
to
give me
speak.
an example
But
of the man leading, because it just seems like to me, why does there even have to be a boss? Why can't we just be two
nobody's
people
saying a
just grooving?
boss. Nobody's saying a boss. A man. What I'm saying is that I'm not saying that a man has to be a dictator. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that a man has to be driven in his own accomplishments. He has to be driven in his own goals. And when he is focused on that, it is an attraction for the woman to see
Oh
that
yeah.
the man is driven and he wants to accomplish something and she wants to be a part of that. When the woman is the only person that's like driven on, she's miserable
Yeah.
because she doesn't feel like she has that person in her life. She doesn't want to be the leader. She
Yeah.
wants to, she wants a winner. She doesn't want to win. And a woman will constantly test you. In a relationship, it's a given. She will constantly test you, but it's a testing to make sure that she knows that she's got a real motherfucker with her.
So what you gotta do? You gotta pull her hair and shit. Be like,
No,
girl,
but
girl.
shit, I'm not against that. I'm not saying that's a negative. Like, you know, sometimes you gotta get physical when you're getting physical.
Girl, we ain't
Not
gonna do that,
in a
girl.
violent manner or in a negative manner. So it's a positive thing when you can grab her by the throat and fuck her against the wall. I'm just, you know, I mean, they want that shit. They want the aggression. They want a man that want takes what he to dominate in that respect, but not.
So,
I'm not talking about rape or no shit like that.
nah, please don't talk about that.
Even though I have come across so many, literally come across. I have been with women who have expressed rape fantasies, and when I dissect the shit, it's not so much that they want somebody to forcefully take some, but they want somebody to dominate. They want a dominator in their life, somebody that they can like latch on to that is a winner, that knows what he wants and
So
goes
I
after.
think she said, "Oh yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. She's flirting
Goddamn
with me.
right.
She's flirting with me. Hey, Amanda." So,
You?
oh, you? Oh, well, never mind. So, I think this is pointing in the direction of the number one problem, which may just be honest communication. Because if we can talk, then we can dispel some of the myths, some of the ill beliefs that's not really serving no purpose. Like, I feel like I want this, but you know what? Now that we've tried that, it's not working out. Can you be more macho? You know, can you be more dominant? And it's like, well, I don't really know how to be dominant, but let's read some books and shit. Let's work on it together. Can
And I don't think it's even a problem. I think there's a solution. I'm solution oriented. Like there's a solution to all of it. And I listen to a lot of talk show radio talk shows that have masculine bravado in it. Because I was raised in a household where I had a stepfather and he was an alcoholic. And there was a masculine sense in the household, and what he said went because it was, you know, he made the most money, he was the man of the house, and no matter how anybody felt about him, it was his way. What he said went, and my mother went along with it.
Well,
But also.
here's a problem. Here's a problem thing. Oh shit, I almost left. Here's a problem thing is that w when the woman makes the money, the most money, which I'm okay with that. Get that money, baby. 'Cause what's yours is ours. But it's
I
weird. It
disagree.
just
I disagree, though. I disagree. but go ahead.
But I was going to say that society makes it weird because it's okay for the man to make a ton of money and the woman make less money. It's okay for the man to be the leader and the woman to be the co-pilot, if you will. It's okay for a man to be driven and a woman maybe not. But if the tables turn, then it's something really bad. And I think that why is that? We're all humans, so why shouldn't the parts be interchangeable and still be okay? Why is our coolness connected to our ability to dominate, be driven, and make the most money?
Well, it's not so much that it's just dominating in society or in the relationship. It's just being a dominant individual. When somebody who is driven to do something, that's the attraction to it. So when a woman is making the most money, she will not respect that dude. She just won't. I
And
mean,
I think that society has programmed.
she'll settle with that dude. But she will not truly respect him. When it comes down to it, she's going to disrespect him on every occasion. And if the dude does not have a masculine sense about him, he's going to take it because he's going to know that, without her, I'm going to be out on the street or whatever the fuck. So it becomes a matter of, it's not really truly going to be like a harmony thing because a woman does not respect a man that is not making more than she is. It's just the way it is.
Mandy disagrees, but I can
But
see the truth. I can see the truth in it.
I mean,
Nick said,
and that's
I see
fine.
the truth in it, but I think that truth is based on our society being built on this whole patriarchal, male dominant concept. Because if it was just a fair world, it wouldn't matter who made the most money. You know, when it comes to your kids, when you raise the two kids, the boy and the girl, and they grow up and they go out into the world, if the daughter gets a better job making more money than the son, you wouldn't love or respect the son less or the daughter more. It's irrelevant. But when it comes to relationships, we've been programmed to have this thing going on, and it's sad for a man that's not naturally dominant. They're basically fucked, right?
Naturally dominant. I
Yeah.
mean, it's not. Do I think that it's something that a man can learn or come in? Because for me, I've made so many mistakes in relationships that I can say I know now what works and what does not work. And when I played the soft role, when I was catering to the woman, she lost respect for me.
Well, let's
Wow.
examine that. Let's examine that. When you met her, were you playing the same role that you were playing 6 months into the relationship? Because if you change, then that's complicating stuff. If you came out like, "Yo, bitch, I'm a gangster. What you want? I'm buying the bar." And then 6 months later, it's like, "Damn, can I get $5 for some candy bars?" You know what I'm saying? So if you
Yeah, no, I never like asked her for money or no shit like that. But it was more like, what do you need? What do you need? Why, what? How can I please you? And like asking, how can I? And they never know. They don't know what pleases them. So it becomes a matter of I'm focusing on pleasing her instead of focusing on a direction for myself.
like
Because
helping me.
that's what they truly appreciate and respect is a man who is driven for himself, has his own goals, has his own outcome, like in mind. When you are just focused on that woman, they are not gonna be they're not gonna appreciate what it is in ultimately. Because they're like, oh, this motherfucker's weak. He's weak. He look at he's just He's soft. He's just trying to cater to me, and that's not what I want. I want a hard motherfucker. I want a dude that is like really does not care. And I'm not saying that like you can't be sensitive and romantic at times, but if your whole focus is just for her, then she's gonna be like, ugh, this dude is just, he's just, and then she starts looking elsewhere. It's human nature.
Damn, she will. Yeah, but you know what? I think that's social programming, though. I think it's
Programming my
true-ish.
ass, man. It's naturalness. It is the in. It's the what is in it, the ultimate, like the primal shit of man and female. Women do not want to take care of a man. They want a man to take care of them. No matter I mean, if the income, okay, I even believe personally that they can get past the income thing as long as the man is dominant in the relationship. And when I say dominant, I'm saying focused on, okay, this is where we're at and this is where we're going. Then, okay, all right, she can buy a laundry.
Shit.
But
That's why. See,
you
that's
can say
why.
shit all you want, but I'm telling you that that is the way it is,
That's
whether you
why.
like it or
Look,
not.
I'm not dating that chick. I'm not. I'm gonna tell you why. Because I don't always know the answers. Don't put that kind of heat on me. When I don't know, I want to be able to say, "Look, I don't know. Let's figure it out together, baby." And if she looks at me as a
That's
lesser
weak.
person, then she can go ahead and I'll hook her up with you on Facebook. 'Cause I am not that guy. I just want to get along.
And she won't respect you because of it.
I'm from the school of if she ain't happy, we ain't happy. So
Ugh. That is not that. That is fucking toxic to a relationship. It's the man's happiness that will determine whether or not the relationship is dope or not. And here's why I say that. Because when a man is happy, the relationship works out. But when a woman is happy, she's like, she's not satisfied. Women are rarely ever satisfied. They're always looking towards the next thing. And for a man, when a man is satisfied, or not satisfied, but when a man is happy in the relationship, it's because he is driven and he's going forward in his process. So, and the woman is on board with what he's doing.
I think that's fear-based.
No, it's not
See,
fear. It's
it
not
just
fear. It's
reminds me of how
primal.
it sounds fear-based and codependent. I'm gonna tell you why. When I was really single and ridiculous, not that single is ridiculous, but I was ridiculous because my value was based on who I was knocking off and how many of them. I was coming from that point of view. I think we do that in our teens and 20s, whatever, some of us. But I knew the game. The game was if you chase them, they'll run. But if you run, they'll chase you. It was like it was some kind of a game. So my goal was to just act like I really didn't care because that pulled it out of them. Like, come on, please care because they want what they can't have. They want what they don't got and they don't appreciate what they do got. That was my mindset. But I call myself trying to evolve a little bit and say,
But you're not evolving if you skip over that, because you have to incorporate that. It's not something that you can change. It's something that you have to accept. Because
Well,
it's
what I had to accept was that I can't live my life trying to protect my heart. Because the wall that I build around my heart to protect it is the same wall that keeps people out and it robs me. So I have to be super courageous. It takes a lot of courage to be vulnerable.
See, being vulnerable is okay, but as long as you are driven on your own shit, it does not mean that you can't be vulnerable to other people and accept them in and shit, but you're just focusing too much on somebody else.
No,
What you need to get,
I'm
yeah,
independent. I masturbate. I don't need her
well,
for
I mean,
everything.
great. I don't need to know anything about that, and truly, that's disgusting to think about it. The point I'm making is that a woman will appreciate you as long as you stay focused on your shit instead of her.
Oh, man. Because you know what? Because Now that I agree with. Now I'm gonna tell you the new principle that I use to govern my relationships is our common welfare must come first. So if it ain't good for us, then it ain't good for me. Because in the if I'm in the my selfish pursuit.
Change it, change it. Say if it's not good for you, it's not good for us. That's what you need to change. You need to change it to if it's not good for me, it's not good for us. That's the difference that you need to address.
Well, I look at it like treating people the way I want to be treated. Not even the way I want to be treated. Masturbation is self-harm. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I can never make amends for all the harm I've caused. We call this self-pleasure. Okay. So self-pleasure. But what I do is like do unto others the way you want to be done. I don't do that because some of the stuff I like, it might offend you or it might be shitty to you. So how about I just treat you good? And if this thing is a good thing for us and it means I gotta sacrifice something for me, then fuck me. Because I'm not gonna be as happy if the relationship is not on cloud nine. Because my girl stay happy. So she stay inspired to keep me happy. And I'm happy already. So
But then you're living in utopia. Then there's no problems in your relationship at all, right?
no, fuck
Exactly. Yeah,
that.
you ain't bullshitting the
Cause
bullshitter. I understand.
cause I'm not
I
at the
know.
height of healthy. I started from the bottom. So
But
where
that's
I'm
an
at,
insecurity. What
well.
is fucking your relationship up? And I'm not saying that you are in a, I'm just saying, I'm generally speaking, not just yours, but I'm speaking from every relationship that fucked up, including all the ones that I was in. It came from an insecurity with me, from the
Right.
man. When the man is insecure, the relationship will fuck up. It's a definite. It will
Here's
automatically happen.
it. Here's the thing. I don't know about that because I would
I
have to really,
definitely
I
know
would have
about
to
that.
really think about that. But I
Well, please
know
do.
that
Take some time.
whatever comes down the pipe, like I'm gonna say one example. My girl was insecure. She had an insecure moment, and so instead of
Woman that's
me,
insecure? What?
it was just a thing. I think anybody could be anything for a thing for a period of time in a situation, and that's what she was at. And she was like a certain way, and I was like, hey, part of me was like, look, you don't have no right to question me about nothing. I'm a grown ass man, and I've done a lot to earn your trust. If you don't trust me, that's your shit, right? Part of me wanted to say that, and I started to
Should
say
have.
that
You should have said it.
because
You should have said it.
I had a right to say that.
You absolutely should have said it.
But just because I have a right to do something doesn't make it right to do that. So what I did was
What is right or wrong? That's perception.
I rethought it and I said, if she's feeling this way, that's not a good place. And I care about her and I don't want her to be in a good place. So it's like, what
See,
can I do to help her?
yeah, see, and that's where you're fucking up in the respect that you are trying to cater. You're trying to cater to her.
I
And
love
that's the
that shit out
fuck.
of her. I said, what you want,
Okay,
baby?
all
I
right,
said,
and
go through
you're
my
gonna keep going
Facebook
through
and
this
delete
shit.
everybody you don't like.
No, ugh, oh, you
I
pussy
don't
motherfucker.
care, man.
Jesus, that's
She
so
did.
pussy, man. No, and the
Look.
reason that's so pussy is because at no point in time should you give her control like that. Because once she has control, she feels like she can just do anything that she wants to you. And that is not going to lead to the betterment of the outcome of the relationship. She has
Now,
to respect you. She has to appreciate you.
a tree is
And
not a forest. So just because it happens once, don't mean it's gonna keep happening. Now, if it keep happening, that's a whole nother horse of a different color. But if it happened one time, it happened one time. And it just so happened that in that one time, I did what she needed me to do, which is let
no.
her know that she was a priority over something else.
She
And
didn't need you to do that. What she needed you to do was to be strong in your stance and say, look, baby, you need to respect me, or you need to appreciate me, you need to trust me, and if you don't, there's the fucking door. And when you tell them
I
there's the
probably was
door,
scared, wasn't I? I
yeah,
probably was
exactly.
scared.
And the fact that you were scared is exactly the problem. That is your insecurity, and that's
See,
what she fucking fed off of.
I was scared that if I didn't, help accommodate her, she was gonna get mad and throw me in the trash.
Exactly, you
I
play
might have
pussy.
abandonment
And I
issues.
play pussy many a time, so I know the problem. I
I
know
mean,
the reason why.
see, I know we exist on multiple levels. We can be very strong over here and not so strong over here, need a little more work. We can be super smart here and not be so smart in this area. So, and I don't make no apologies for that because I didn't ask to be the way I am. But I also don't judge other people for it. As much as I can, I try not to judge other people for their shortcomings because they didn't ask to be the way they are either. So if she got an insecurity, I'm not gonna penalize her for that because she didn't ask for that shit and it don't feel good. So I was just taking a moment to love on my girl because she wasn't feeling good. That's how I looked at it. I don't give a
Okay,
shit about
I
no
mean,
Facebook friend. It was like the leader. It was some chick that kept messaging me and asking me stupid shit like, "Oh, how's the weather out there?" And she was like, "Get rid of her." And I was like, "Kill, get rid of her in real life."
the problem with what you're saying is that you gave her control. And that's not where you want to be in order for the betterment of the relationship. And it really comes down to an understanding of what it is that a female wants from a man in the relationship. She wants a strong man.
I don't wear deodorant, so I already fit the bill. I'm strong. Shit, I'm getting on my
God,
own
you look
nerves
like you
right now.
smell strong.
I'm getting on my own nerves. We got a comment from the chatter. oh shit. One chatter says, "There's the door, Bo." And another commenter says, "You're so you are soft, LOL." Aw.
You are soft, and just by your explanation, you prove yourself to be soft.
But wait.
Never
She wearing
do that shit.
sunglasses in her profile picture, so you already know what happened when, what do you say to She wearing sunglasses, so I'm soft.
Women change when you tell them there's the door. If you don't like what the fuck I'm doing, you can fucking leave. They change in that. See, women have this idea of a sense of entitlement, and they will fucking abuse that shit the more you give in to them. And what I'm saying is, what you were
Hardware
doing,
counts, Amanda.
what you did was you gave her more entitlement by doing that. Or you can delete anyone. No, fuck that shit. Look, either you trust me or you don't. All right, I'm here.
Well,
I'm in the
I'm gonna say
trenches with you.
this.
You don't like that shit? There's the fucking door.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this though. I may not agree with everything you're saying, but I definitely do myself a disservice if I don't consider it. And then what I mean by consider it is not just right now in this conversation, but I take what applies and I put the rest on the shelf so I can revisit it a different time because many times stuff I talk about with people, I don't agree with it later for me to realize that it made sense. I just wasn't there yet. So I'm saying that for people who might be listening, who might say, "Oh, I agree with him," or "Oh, I disagree with that person." It's like, as ludicrous as stuff may sound, how many things in your own life have you grown up, matured, got more information, and realized, "Wow, that was dead ass wrong." So I encourage open-mindedness. You need a lot of it when you're talking to Bo. But Bo has. I have learned some things from him, mostly what not to do, but sometimes what to do. And I know my way is not the exact way because I know that sprinkled along in my path is fear, insecurity. Them shits pop up like funky ass relatives, just not even, "Hey, did I say you could come over today?" They just show up. And I'm working on it. It's gonna get better. It's getting better. But when you got those elements, then your logic can be really skewed and you can be seeing it and it looks perfect to you, but it's skewed because fear is a beast. Fear is the devil.
Fear will have you acting like a pussy, man. And trust me, I'm not saying this from somebody who does not know. I'm saying this from the mistakes I have made. I have made so many mistakes in my life where I'm an expert at making mistakes. So I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying.
Right. Experience is the best teacher. Amanda's back
Exactly.
on the cool side with you both have great points. Okay, she's back in the cool chair. Amanda, Amanda. She said Bo knows best, so she just lost more cool points. You're losing. It's like the stock market, baby. Your shit is going up and down, up
Bo
and down.
does know. Bo knows because Bo has made all the mistakes in the world to a point where Bo can now address the shit that he's done to where he can make the right choices. And what I'm saying now is that I don't need somebody in my life to complete me or to satisfy me. I am my own satisfaction. I am my own sense of entitlement. I am my own happiness. It's a choice that I make. So anybody else that comes into my life, if you're not willing to be accommodating to me, well, then I don't really need you in my life. You're
Right.
more of a hindrance than you
Right.
are an ass
And asset liability.
yeah.
I think there is, I think I always have to search for the balance point, because I know one thing about me, if I go all this way and I get burned, then in reflex, I'll go all the way the other way. You know what I'm saying? Like the first time a girl broke my heart, I decided I was gonna be a dog. I'm gonna be a dog. I'm gonna get them before they get me. That was the jungle law, and that shit wasn't the place that I wanted to eventually be. So I found my way back to the middle. And also, the old adage that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. I'm scared of having dominance, because when I have been in that position, I go crazy. I'm already a
Yeah,
Scorpio, so my sex is exotic. But when you like, oh, anything you want, baby, I'm like, well, hand me a screwdriver and a roll of duct tape. It's like, don't make me go crazy with too much power. Let's keep a balance. You ever feel crazy? You ever have a girl make you crazy? 'Cause she like, what you want? Anything, anything.
Oh yeah, I've been crazy in love, man. I've been crazy to a point where I sacrificed myself. And what I knew was best for me, I did it to accommodate somebody else. And the shit doesn't work. It never works because they do not appreciate you when you do that shit. You have got to stay driven on your own goals, your own mindset, your own path. If you're on your own path, they appreciate you because a woman will constantly test you. They'll test your manhood because if they don't believe in your shit, they're not gonna fucking be like, okay, well, this shit is gonna work. I have full confidence in this motherfucker because he bows to me. All that queen shit, bow to the queen. No, it's a kingdom. You have got to be a king in your shit.
This shit scares me, man, because
And that's your problem.
I really hope that there are some more evolved women in the world than that.
But it's
That.
not, but that's not, no,
Well,
because it's
no.
not an evolving thing. It's a king and queen thing where the queen wants to be next to the king who is dominant. They want a winner. They don't want to win. Do you understand what I'm saying?
My evolution concept is that we reach a place where we're all one. We're all the
No,
king. We're all God,
we are
and
all
we're
one.
all
And
working
you
on
have
our own
probably been a
reflection.
female in many lifetimes. I've been a female in many lifetimes, but here in this in the now lifetime, the physical lifetime, you're a man, I'm a man, we're men in this lifetime, and we have to act like men. We have been pussified in this civilization or the society because we believe we need to cater to the women. And if you look at the court system is definitely catering to women. Women have so you look at the TV shows. TV shows are constantly making men look like idiots, and the women are the more superior, smarter, and but that's not the way it is, because men are more intuitive, or not intuitive, but lost my
Something intelligent.
ingenuitive. Engine that
That.
they're way more they create more shit. Men are more instinctive to
Nuclear weapons and armies and wars.
none of
Hell
that.
yeah.
Okay, all that. Okay, all right, all that shit. But you
Tampon
put a woman in charge, shit, maybe we might have more wars. You never know.
wars. They be spraying perfume on each other and shit, terrible world. Titty milk in every lunchroom.
That country
Oh
was looking
no.
at my man or some shit. You know what I mean? It could be anything. It could be anything. So what?
Kill her. Kill her. She looked at my man. But I think that power is dangerous. I think we have to wield it maturely. So my understanding of power is based on some ego judgment shit, because it's not bad and it's not good. It just is. It's used for the whatever you use it for. So I kind of have a aversion to being in too much power, because I have been powerful in my own right and lost my mind. So I try to stay. It's just the same way with money with me. It's like too much money is frightening, because I've had so much money that all of a sudden it was fuck everybody. You ever had so much money you just start calling people up to tell them fuck you? Hey, fuck you, mom. No. Your sound got chopped. Where you at? Plug in. Yeah, there you go.
I've never had that much money. God forbid. If I did have that much money, you never know what I'd be. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying to like seek power to abuse. That's not where I'm saying. It's
No.
not where I'm even going with what I'm saying. I'm saying be driven in your own shit so someone else will respect you,
Oh, hell yeah.
specifically a woman. A woman does not
Absolutely.
want to lead. She does not want to lead. You ever see women who are in leadership? They're fucking miserable because they're trying to take on this masculine role and they're not masculine.
And they're not attractive either.
Typically. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So all
And
you
an
women
attractive
bosses
women.
are not attractive. Sorry.
And attractive women don't have to get an education. They don't have to do anything. They simply get catered to.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, and I think I've been able to translate it into something that makes more sense to me, is that coming into a relationship, be a whole person. Be your own whole person. Don't come into the relationship and be the kickstand to her bicycle. Be your own fucking bicycle. And
Yeah.
then you got a better chance of having a healthy relationship. You can't have it, can't have a healthy relationship if you are super codependent and you want her to fucking be your daddy.
Or you want her to be in control, or you are doing everything to satisfy her because she
What
will
about
not be
sexually?
satisfied.
What about sexually? Can you get a can she take charge sometimes in the bedroom? Or
As
is
long as
that
you
game?
make her, as long as you make her come, all is well. Just make her come, no matter what it is, no matter what you got to do to make her come, make her come, but be dominant. You know, I mean, if a woman wants to dominate in the relationship or in the bedroom, well then she probably won't be satisfied with you, ultimately, because.
She can't just be like running it. She can't run it for right now, like tonight, a whatever you want to do, baby, you the boss. That ain't
That
cool.
should be how it is on a typical, on a regular standpoint. You know, I mean,
Oh.
when it comes to the masculine and the female, feminine, the masculine needs to dominate.
Okay, so she could be. Hold on, speak the truth, brother. She could be the boss in the bedroom.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't
Well,
say
when the
that.
hell can she be the boss? In the kitchen?
Why would she, and it goes back to why would she ever want to be the boss? If ever she wants to be the boss, it's because she does not respect you.
So you gotta tell her what we eating for dinner every night?
I didn't say that. I didn't
What
say
we eating for dinner?
that.
What you want for dinner, honey? Damn, can't you make a decision?
Saying that she's like making a meal does not make her the boss. You know, just like employers and employees, like an employee is doing something, it doesn't mean that, okay, you did something in the realm of what your job was, or even what was expected of you, and it was not what I wanted as the employer, what I wanted you to do. So now you're disobedient? No. It's you made a choice. All right, cool. That doesn't mean they're more dominant, or your bossness-ism is out of place because they made a decision. No.
You sprinkle some boss juice on them so they could temporarily make some decisions. But you're the
Yeah.
boss.
You know, it doesn't denounce what your role is, ultimately.
See, I think that we're on the same page. I think I'm just more deceptive than you because, like, I will contribute to her illusion of whatever it is that she feels she needs to feel and be, but I still retain my identity. I'm still always going to be the person that's the master of my destiny, except when fear interferes with that. But you know
But
what I'm saying?
if that happens more often than not, then you're in trouble, man. Because fear is a motherfucker, man. Fear will keep you from being the dominant one. Fear will keep you from being driven on your goals. Fear will incapitate. No,
You
it's
done
not
made up
incapacitate.
four words tonight. That's not even in the English
Oh,
language.
I do
Big
it all the
ass
time, man.
dictionary.
I do it all the time. I'm making my own shit up.
This show is brought to you
Incapitate
by more words than you knew existed.com. Go there and
that's not a word. Decapitate.
it could be a word. Shit. They made
Incap
up
no, I don't
them
know.
words. Who say we can't make up our own words? All
I
right,
never claimed to be smart.
we got 2 minutes left. Fucking airplanes flying overhead. We got 2 minutes left. I want to take one of those minutes and give you the other one. I want to say thank you to Amanda, our soul. She's a Scorpio. Thanks to Mandy, whose name is also Amanda. Maybe they're the same person. And everybody else. Thank y'all. All them people watching, looking, scared to talk. But it's cool. Thanks to Bo. Bo showed up. Y'all missed him, did y'all? Not really. Yes, you did. But it's no conversation like this. I like that bold, not afraid to stand on his convictions and speak his mind, no filter. It makes for great dialogue. And some of the stuff I do, I just play the role because it makes for good conversation. I'm not always what you think I am. And if you judge me, fuck you. So, Bo,
Yes.
how you been? What's been up, man? Talk to you in a while. You doing all right? Still
I'm good,
bald-headed?
man. I'm good. Yeah. Fair enough. Still sexy as shit. Nah. Did a show last night in front of 10 people, which is a beautiful show. Beautiful when they can all like just appreciate the 10 people, appreciate what you're saying. And then I drove an hour to see a friend, female friend, at a Turkish. At a Turkish nightclub, and I had no idea about the Turkish life. Man, they were sitting all sitting around smoking hookahs left and right, everything, and they were dancing with each other, which is what you don't necessarily see nowadays. Folks dancing with each other, holding each other, and ironic
Guys?
aspect of it is like when I left from that place, I went to play poker, but the poker place was closed, so I went to a Mexican club that was right next to it just to hang out, and the Mexican folks were doing the same thing. It seems strange that white and black folks don't do that shit anymore. And it's almost like you have to see foreign people to see the connection that they have with one another, the male and female, like the dancing that they were doing. It was beautiful, man. And they were dancing together, holding each other. It had been so long since I've seen shit like that, and I saw it in two different clubs, two different nationalities or ethnicities in one night, and I was blown away, man. I was blown
I
away.
think there's a message in that somewhere, because I went to a family cookout today, and my cousin's DJ, he's a DJ, so he started playing salsa, and his mom came out, and he was already dancing, and his mom came out and she was dancing, and then they started dancing, and I said, well, shit, that's beautiful. I've seen some good salsa Latin dancing, and I've always been interested, so I went to the This app on my phone called Meetup, is where you get together with like-minded people to do stuff. It's not a dating thing or nothing. And I signed up for the next salsa dancing group where they dance and learn, and it's next week and it's free. So
Do it, man.
if you want to dance or you want to learn anything, go get the Meetup app. You might like poker. It'd be a whole bunch of people that like poker in your area or whatever, you know. So maybe something to that. Shout out to my friend Jeremy. And it's hard to say goodbye. I love this show. It was great. The good shows, you hate to see them end, but gotta leave you with something. So if you didn't learn anything today, don't worry. You can watch this again and again, and you can learn something. And if you have any comments, send them to Bo Mac Mikadelic on Facebook. Don't send them to me, cause I'm not even gonna pretend like I'm gonna read that. Thank you. All right, we out of here. I gotta find the magic button. Magic button. We out. Peace. How do you stop this crazy thing?